Ahead of coming fare hikes, the MBTA is trying to arrange lower-priced transportation for users of the ride. That's its service for people with disabilities and the elderly. It's an effort the T says could mitigate the impact of fare hikes and cut costs. WBUR's Ananjor Emwemeka has the story.
For Sarah Kaplan, every day must be planned out 24 hours in advance if she wants to be able to leave her apartment in Lynn. Her day typically begins when she receives this message the night before.
This is the MBTA ride with ride time for March 14th. Your times are 7:41 a.m.
The 32-year-old woman was born with cerebral palsy and is in a power wheelchair. She relies on the ride to get around.
I can't imagine being able to have a full-time job without it. Like, every time it rained, I'd have to call out. It just wouldn't be safe for me to walk outside.
On this particular morning, Kaplan quietly types away on a laptop at her dining table while she waits for the ride. She's heading to work in downtown Boston, where she's an internship coordinator at the Boston Center for Independent Living. After a few minutes, she gets the call. Her ride is here.
Well, they're here now. Hold on. Hello? All right, we'll be right out. Less than 5 minutes late. Good for them.
Kaplan's personal care assistant helps her into a puffy purple coat, which matches her purple sneakers, and she's ready to go. Outside her loft apartment, the ride driver lowers a lift to get Kaplan into the white van. Once inside, she's buckled in and her wheelchair strapped down to secure it. Then she's off to work. Kaplan says she's not sure how the recently approved fare increases will affect trips like this.
For me, on a daily basis, like, it might. I don't know. I'm going to have to see what it means. Like, I'm going to have to do the math. It will probably mean I use the service a little bit less, or I use it differently.
When MBTA fares go up in the summer, the ride will go from $3 to $3.15. In areas away from MBTA stations, the fare goes from $5 to $5.25. That's half the increase originally proposed. Still, Carolyn Villers of Massachusetts Senior Action Council expects the increases to cause some hardships.
So we know that people are, struggling to meet basic needs. And so any increase in transportation is going to have an impact. And unlike other modes of transit, there is no monthly package or monthly pass for the ride.
Villers says her group is pushing for an income-based fare. To help those most burdened by the fare increase, the MBTA is trying to find alternatives for ride users. That would save money for both customers and the transit agency. The T spends about $46 to subsidize each trip on the ride, compared to just 61 cents for each subway ride. T Deputy Administrator Michael Lambert says transit officials are looking to private partnerships.
We are trying to create the incentive, trying to create the business case for companies to adopt and include accessible vehicles.
The T has a pilot program that allows ride customers to hail subsidized rides with handicapped accessible taxis at cheaper prices. The T plans to expand the program in the summer. The transit agency is also working with ride-hailing companies Uber and Lyft to offer a similar service. And the T is encouraging eligible ride customers to use free transportation provided by MassHealth. Jim White chairs the Access Advisory Committee to the MBTA. He calls these efforts a win-win, but says the transit system needs to become more accessible because oftentimes disabled riders can't access stations.
Boston's MBTA system, being one of the oldest systems in the country, hasn't quite caught up to being fully accessible. That's why paratransit system is there.
This month, the T will reopen Government Center Station after a 2-year renovation project to make it more accessible. The T has longer-term plans to make more stations accessible to disabled riders. For Sarah Kaplan, the ride will always be a necessary service.
And if it rains tomorrow, like, I either have to run out in the rain and hope that it doesn't kill my chair, or I have to call my boss and tell them I'm not coming to work. Those are the choices I have. The ride has to be here, even if the entire system becomes accessible. The ride has to be here for the days that I need it.
After just over an hour on the ride, Kaplan arrives at her downtown office. She's 15 minutes late. But she says without the service, there'd be many more problems. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.